Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shantia Anise. You are now listening to Season 2, Episode 9. Yo, what is up, Splat and Chat? Your girl is back with another episode. It's Episode 9. I have some special guests with me. I have my bestest friend ever, 15 years in a game, Zoriel. Girl, and then I got my homie Rip. His name's James, but we call him Rip. Whatever. Okay, so y'all tell the people about yourselves. So, go ahead.
Just a real ass bitch, straight up.
No. Okay. No. Tell them who you are, what you do, where you're from, where you know all that.
Well. Many of you may or may not know me, but my name is Zoriel. I go by Zo. Hush, girl. I'm 25. I work, you know, and I travel. Oh, I'm a hustler.
Sorry, y'all.
Female boss. I have my own catering business, ZZ's Kitchen. If y'all ain't got at it, get at it, because it's lit.
Get y'all some eats.
Period. The good kind.
The good kind of eats. That's it. All right. Rip. Tell the people about yourself.
Man, what's good, folks? I mean, a lot of y'all don't know me either, you know what I'm saying? But y'all probably know me from dancing and shit. Nigga really from Broward, but you know I moved down here, folk mine, with a fan, met shit like that. You know, can't tell you my age, that's a secret, baby. Just chill. Oh. But you know, nigga be low-key, that's it. Make money, take care of my jit, that shit. That's all I can give you right now.
Period. Okay, y'all, so I don't really have any updates. I mean, I really just been chilling. Oh, I lied. I do. I always do this to y'all. I say I don't got none, but I do be having shit to tell y'all. I am working on this project. It's about to be lit. I'm doing 3 collections. I can't even tell y'all the full rundown on the collections because that means y'all be in my business. Just know that I got something hot coming for y'all. So if y'all want to stay in tune for that, make sure y'all follow me on all of my social media accounts. Facebook name, Shanti Arnice. That's S-H-A-N-T-I, Arnice, A-R-N-I-E-C-E. Instagram, Golden20. Oh, I lied. I forgot I changed my Instagram name. Instagram is colormebliss_. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. I got some hot shit coming for y'all. This project, it means a lot to me because I'm putting my original artwork out, something that I haven't done in a year. So it's very, very, very important. So make sure y'all tune into that. And like I said, I told y'all previously, I am still working on getting us on video soon. I just got to get all of my equipment. It's still in motion, so stay tuned for that. And that's that. We're going to get into tonight's topic, which is no topic. We are going to have an open discussion with you all. So a lot of things just going to be thrown out there. We're going to be bouncing around. So just stay with us and, you know, get in the groove.
Follow along, pay attention.
I'm going to speak some real shit, some facts, you know. So, Rip, we're going to let you start it off.
I'm going to get right into it because I'm a dude, so I want to know. I want y'all because y'all two females. I want y'all to tell me more about that female pride that y'all have. Like,
what about it, though?
What about it? I feel like women... they feel like they never can be wrong.
Don't say women. Not all women do not feel like that.
It's the same thing about men, though.
Okay, go
exactly.
Ahead. Talk to me.
But it's not necessarily in a sense to where they feel as though they're not wrong. Some people in general, whether that's a man or female, have issues with accountability.
Exactly.
That's where people fuck up at.
Okay.
Yes. They don't know how to hold themselves accountable. They know they can be dead ass wrong. That's why they're going to do and say things to justify their actions versus just saying, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong.
Exactly.
I'll hold myself accountable. I'll admit to this. I'll admit to that. I did this.
So, and that also plays in maturity. So, if they're not mature enough, they'll never be able to know that I'm doing something wrong. Let me hold myself accountable. Mm-hmm. They're going to always have that immature mindset in a sense. So it's just like, how can I tell you if I'm wrong, if I'm right? Because I'm not even mature enough to even, you know,
acknowledge that.
To acknowledge that.
That's
so
real or not.
Even accept it. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So since y'all sound like y'all are women who acknowledge that, you know, you take that accountability. So what do y'all do to fix it? Do y'all fix it, or you just sit there, or like you have tough skin and say, I'm gonna take that L and move on? Like, what do y'all do to fix it?
It depends on the circumstance.
It depends on the circumstance and it depends on the person. Because for instance, let's just say, Rip, we are having an argument of war. You do something I don't like. Mm-hmm. And I come to you and I say, hey, I don't like that you doing this and that and the third or whatever. We're having a discussion about it and we're going to talk about it. Because we're having that discussion, we got to come up with some compromise on how we're going to fix it, what we're going to do, so we won't have this conversation again. So therefore, next time, you know what I don't like, so we can't go through that again per se. So if it comes to it again and then we have to have this same conversation, it's like, okay, what did we do? Why are we still talking about this? Like, clearly we ain't get through it the first time when I brought
now,
it up the first time.
Do you feel like, with that being said, or do you feel like the person, they not like hearing you out, or you just feel like they just like disrespecting you at this point? Like, how do you feel about that?
If it comes up again, that means it didn't get through to you. So at that point, it's like, you not listening to me. It's not a disrespect thing per se. It's just that you don't care. You don't care enough to fix it.
Right. So if it's a repetition of something, if we keep having the same conversation about the same thing, clearly you're showing me who you are as a person. This is how you gonna carry on. So now I need to act accordingly.
Exactly.
Okay. That's true. All right. And then also I want to ask y'all this as well, because I feel like, I don't know, I'm old school. I was raised old-fashioned parents. I don't know about everybody else, but I want to ask y'all this too. Like, when y'all go out here, you know, you meet a man, somebody y'all deal with, what y'all expect from, like, a dude? Like, what do y'all really expect?
Everything I expect is free. So if you can't give me the expectations, baby, you cost too much to me.
What we ask for is really not that much. It's very simple, and I feel like if you're going out there meeting somebody for the first time, first of all, don't go out there, you know, requesting the whole nine yard, because you're just not getting to know this person.
Yeah.
So in the beginning stages, it's like we the last conversation we had about the bare minimum, that shit is required. You know what to do, you know how to keep a person interested, you know what I'm saying? You know how to respect them. Well, you should know how to respect them.
Just human decency.
It's just, you know, it's just the common sense on meeting a person is what I feel like a male and a female should know when they're trying to get to know each other.
I'm glad you said that. So let me touch on that again. So, because I remember that bare minimum, you know, that talk you had. So as a female, what do you feel like as a female, y'all bare minimum requirements should be, or
as far as just getting to know someone?
Yeah, like, what do you feel like that should be, what do you think is bare minimum requirements that a female should already bring to the table, you know?
First of all, no man
should... I know y'all feel like... I know y'all feel like if a man want a female, pursue her, okay, cool. But I feel like, because a dude like me, if I'm pursuing you, you got to give me a reason to pursue you. You got to show me like you
were. Well,
you
can't pause,
be born.
Pause,
you can't
pause.
Be born.
If you
like,
already,
born.
If you're pursuing that person, you already see something in them anyway. So
that's true. True enough, too. But you got to think about it, too. At the same time, I may be pursuing you. I may be liking what I see so far, but I just don't know you well enough yet to not really fuck with you and say you ain't my type. See what I'm saying? So, once again, as a female, what do you feel like, you know, what do you think the bare minimum that you should do to keep a man around, you know, to make him keep pursuing you? Now, you ain't gotta give up sex, none of that bullshit. Like, do y'all feel like y'all supposed to do anything, or he just supposed to
do anything? Like, what do you mean?
I'm going to be myself.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm going to be interacting with somebody that's pursuing me, I'm going to be me. I'm going to just keep my same vibe. You know, I'm not going to change who I am because you're trying to come to me.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep my vibe, get to know you, and we go from there.
Let me make it specific. Let me do this. What about, okay, good one. Money. Do you feel like he should spend all the money? You split bills? How y'all go about money?
I'm not a greedy bitch. So to me, money is not... It's not, you know what I'm saying? It don't excite me. It's like, if you have money, great. If you don't, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no big deal. So as far as bills, like, if we're at that point and, you know, we done got through the whole getting to know each other phase. At this point, we're dating. At this point, we're about to be together, blah, blah. And then bills come into the issue. I don't mind splitting the bills.
Oh, yeah, that ain't shit. Yeah,
I'm saying. I don't.
I'm saying, like, in the beginning.
And money, like, money in general. Okay. This whatever I do for you, it should be reciprocated.
Sure. Right.
Whether that be simple as buying you lunch, mm-hmm. paying exactly. for dinner, anything. Like, it's the little shit. Like, it should be reciprocated.
Right. If I feel like you vibing with me, I'm vibing with you, it ain't no issue. Like, you buy me food, I'm gonna buy you food. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna give you the same energy that you give me.
Yeah.
Pretty
okay.
much.
That's real. I can fuck with that. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, cool.
But nah, you around here just flagging. You be like, man, this nigga don't do shit. be like, hell no.
Yeah. At one point, you gonna start feeling like, hold on, this shit lopsided. I'm doing this. What you doing?
And now? I love a nigga to tell me what they ain't gonna do.
Exactly.
Ooh. I love them telling me what they ain't gonna do. Say less, baby. You ain't much got to worry about. Mm. But when you see somebody else doing what you said you ain't gonna do.
Yeah. That
take
part.
Your L, baby.
That's real too, though. I feel like that go both ways with men.
It do.
Because I feel like a lot of times, because I hear girls say the most, y'all be like, oh, you ain't gonna do it? I bet another nigga will. But y'all don't understand it? Hey, if you don't want to do it, another female will do it.
And baby, be my guest.
And that's fine.
Be my guest.
That's perfectly fine. And I'm not gonna hold you to some shit that you don't do, because it's just like, if I like you and I want you to do this and that and the third and you don't do it, it's just like, all right, clearly you not that one.
Yeah, fast.
So
yeah.
Let me just go ahead and slide to somebody else who will.
You just gotta come to that realization and just be like, all right, clearly you ain't the one for me, because you ain't doing it, you feel me? And the next motherfucker, they willing to do it.
I'm the type of person, I'm going to mention something once.
Yeah.
So if I tell you, okay, this ain't working out, da 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 da, but I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you, you know, what's bothering me.
Yeah.
And we have a conversation and be like, okay, we're going to fix it. Let's start fresh or whatever. If we start fresh and that shit still happening, oh, it's a day. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to repeat myself.
I'm like that in a way, in a sense, too, though. So, me, for example, right? I'm the type of nigga, like, I pay attention to detail. Like, you may think I don't pay attention, but I literally pay attention to everything you do. You feel me? So, like, I'll probably sit on it just to see if you're going to correct it. Because people know what's wrong and what's right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll watch to see if you're going to correct that. Now, as time done built over, right? I'm going to step in your chest about it. I'm going to be like, all right, I need that to be fixed. Come correct. If a bitch don't correct that or fix that, then clearly for me, I feel like, all right, then I feel like either you don't respect me, or at some point, then you just ain't the one for me, because I ain't gonna put up with that.
And what
like,
they
I see
do,
I see how you moving, you feel me? So it's like,
what they do, they'll correct it at first. They'll like, everything will be going smooth after that conversation, and then they'll just revert back to the same shit. And it's just like, bro, you doing the same shit.
Same shit.
I told you that was an issue from the get-go.
And they gonna say you tripping, though. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's when the bitch tell you tripping and they make an issue about it, that's when you, I feel like, you know, experience the shit that I know, I feel like that's when you should just stop putting
your energy
into
it. Right, and then once you belittle how I feel, if I
don't
belittle how I feel. Exactly. Don't tell me how I should feel about something. Because if I'm feeling this way, if you care about me enough, you shouldn't even take this in the sense of getting offended to, oh, you tripping. I'm tripping.
I had a situation like that with my previous relationship. I feel like in a relationship, you should always be able to talk about things, whether it's an issue. You know, you're my person, so
without
I feel like
that,
you're my person, so I feel like I should be able to have these conversations with you, and you understand where I'm coming from.
Exactly,
and that's just that. Like, it shouldn't be no whole like, oh, you tripping, blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, if I say something to you, blah blah blah, and we talk about it, and then you go on to say you're getting aggravated at this point, and it's just like, well, if you would fix what the issue was, you wouldn't have to get upset, or you wouldn't have to get aggravated. And then it got to a point where they were like, oh, I'm nagging or this and that. And I'm like, you feel like the way I feel is a nag? Like, I'm your girlfriend. I'm telling you what the issue is, and you have no desire to fix that issue.
Yeah.
So that means not only do you not have the desire to fix that issue, that also means you don't care about my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care what I stand for. You don't care what I'm trying to do for this relationship, or where I'm trying to go with this relationship. So at the end of the day, it's just like, what the fuck are we really doing?
Bitch, get together, get
fuck.
Exactly. And you know what I feel like? What I feel like a lot of people don't realize when it comes to a relationship, bro. Relationships, bro, honestly, bro, they come with a lot of forgiveness, mm-hmm. a lot of maturity,
compromise,
and sacrificing. And I'm gonna emphasize emphasis on motherfucking sacrificing. I'm gonna tell you why. Because what people don't realize is that when you commit yourself to one person, realize that you literally commit yourself to a person because you see a future with that person.
Right.
So any outside factors, anything that's not really beneficial to you and your person, which y'all moving forward in life, that shouldn't like interfere with anything that y'all got going. Because 10 years or whatever the case may be from now, guess what? Y'all still going to be together. That outside factor friend, no matter who, whatever the case may be, it ain't gonna be there because y'all are building this shit. I'm saying, I know y'all best friends. Y'all building this shit.
I'm about to tell my best friend everything.
That's a different story. Most cases, best friends, that right there, okay, that's solid. But I'm really speaking on shit.
I'm gonna say this. The only reason why, because it's a lot of people that you don't have to go and tell all your business to. Like,
it ain't no bad blood
or anything like that. It's just you know who to confide in and you know who not to.
Especially on certain levels.
Exactly. Yeah. My thing with Zoe is I can talk to her about everything. It's because we have that relationship. I know she gonna keep it G with me and she gonna tell me when I'm wrong and she gonna tell me when I'm right. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna tell me what I wanna hear.
That's real.
Just like I'm gonna go to her because I know she gonna give it to me raw. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't want no dummy saying I'm talking to a dummy and they just be like, oh yeah, I just agreeing to everything you say, and it's like, no, I don't.
You cannot hate that, you bro. I hate that,
and that's
bro.
Why the anybody that I consider a friend to me,
bro, like,
gonna be the same. It will be the same friend that I tell you, bitch. I can't stand you. You get on my damn nerves.
Yes,
but that's real.
And it's pretty much, and that's pretty much how it is with all my friends. Like all my people that's close to me, they're close to me for a reason because I know for a fact they're gonna give it to me blood raw. I may not like what the fuck they have to say, but they're gonna let me know, like, bitch, you fucked up. Or, you know.
I'm gonna be real. Two people who've been doing me like that, because as you said, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little guilty of, like, you know, trying to confide in, you know, people. You ain't always gotta tell people your business. I'm a little guilty of that. I don't do that shit anymore. But the two people I really been fucking with lately, you know, man, everybody know that my dog. Manzy gonna tell me exactly what it is. And also, I don't know if y'all know. Y'all know Greg?
Which Greg?
That's whatchamacallit, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's my dog. I'm gonna
be so real. Like I know I normally go to, like, you know, Zillow about everything and shit like that. But I'm gonna be real. Bruh, I ain't gonna count. That nigga tell me straight up when I'm wrong, when I'm right. Ain't even gonna.
And I fuck with Greg. Me and Greg are real close too. And, like, and we don't talk every day, but like when we do hit each other, but we do see each other, Greg always we'll sit down and Greg always just have them deep conversations with me and tell me exactly what it is.
Yeah, because bruh been there, he been through shit too. So like he know what's up. You know, he read shit real good. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So he plus, like, a dude, you know how y'all best friends, a lot of shit y'all can relate to, so, you know, they can tell you what's up. So, that's how I feel like he is with him. He don't sugarcoat shit. Even if I feel like I'm fucking right, he gon', nah, you wrong, bro, you wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, he gon' let my ass know, you feel me? So, I do feel y'all when y'all say two real friends, you feel me, where y'all keep that shit real, like, none of that sugarcoat shit, like, for real. But yeah, though. But,
next question.
All right, that was for y'all. Y'all throw something at me. What y'all know from a man perspective? I can tell y'all.
So go ahead.
Like, what y'all trying to do? Shit. Cause boy,
okay, this don't go for all dudes. This don't go for all dudes.
What's up?
But some of y'all, a lot of y'all, majority of y'all. Mind your business, girl. Anywho, why y'all just can't keep it G?
Keep it G?
Yeah, about simple shit. And this...
Sorry, y'all. My timer went off. I'm baking brownies, so it interrupted the little cast.
So, what you were saying, though?
So, why dudes just can't keep it G? And this is the thing with keeping it G, as far as with a woman. A grown-ass woman. Not no little-ass girl. A grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
If you come to her and be real about what it is, what it ain't gonna be, your intentions,
Yeah.
You know, if you be real, okay, I got this going on, I got that going on. Yeah, I date other people. I talk to other people. The 9 times out of 10, she might stick around.
Exactly.
And not simply because of
respect it or move on.
Mm-hmm. It's, boom.
That's my decision to make. So
yeah,
you keep it real with me and you say, oh, this is what I'm doing, this and the third. If I stick around and some shit hit the fan, I can't be mad at you because I chose to still fuck
with you. But I'm going to tell you some real shit that niggas ain't going to admit. I'm going to tell you why niggas do that. I'm going to tell you some real shit. When a nigga know that a girl got worth and value,
That's real shit. I literally just had
this
conversation.
For real, when a nigga know a female got worth and value, they'll try to do the shit like that because they don't want to keep it a buck with you because they want to keep you around. But a bitch, listen, a bitch who like a hoe or whatever, they know they can get what the fuck they want out of, we'll tell that bitch the truth all day. Oh, yeah, I got a bitch. This is what's
okay.
Up, whatever. And they still gonna go for it. But I don't know why they do that. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cut y'all. I'm gonna get to that shit in my day. I don't know why. It's like that. It's weird. But it's like, you'll tell a bitch straight up what it is and they'll go for it. But your girl, you like, nah, man.
So let me ask this.
I don't do that shit no more. I just tell me what it is. Nah, because like, it just, overall, it's gonna build up and it's gonna
it's just
to
like,
some
my
shit.
Life.
Like, yeah.
I'm gonna respect you more for keeping it real with me. But the moment you lie and I've peep that shit out. It's just like, bro, I can't even fuck with you for real because you ain't even keep a G with me.
You ain't gonna believe none of the bitch say after that. Like, it's like, you want to believe a bit, but just like, you can't believe none of the bitch telling you.
And that's my thing. That's honestly one of my biggest pet peeves because I feel like I'm one of the coolest females I know. Like, I'm chill on a lot of shit. I'm tripping a lot of shit. I just ask for you to do something so simple. Just keep it G with me. Tell me what it is and tell me what it ain't. If I come to you and I say, hey, what's your intentions? What you trying to do? How you trying to move? Tell me exactly what you trying to do. Because if you turn around and do some flaw shit and I find out on some flaw shit that this what you want, it's just like, bro, I asked you.
You could have left me.
You could have left me the fuck alone. You could have left me alone.
I also want to say this too.
Wait. Hold on, boo. Hold on. Let me.
Because it's just like, bro, if I tell you the type of person I am, that means I'm letting you know a side of me on this is how I am as a person. Yeah. So this is not what I'm going for. This is not what I'm about to tolerate.
You still come
and fuck with me?
Yep.
Bro, you basically just fuck with my peace. You could have left me the fuck alone if this is what you was going to do.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel about that.
And then,
let me tell you something. If you don't like me, okay, or I'm not your type, why the fuck do you keep texting me like all those stupid bitches?
Why the fuck if you texting me? If you know you don't really got no intentions on having me and keeping me,
but
okay, hey, and me, then I got another question.
Leave me alone, bitch.
Wait. I got another question. So you said that they'll know the worth or whatever, but they'll tell the whole truth. If you know that woman's worth and you still pursue her and you know you still fucking with other hoes, and you just stop fucking with the person that you know that got worth, but you continue to fuck with the hoes, why? Mm-hmm. What was the purpose?
That's honestly, bro, I'm gonna be real. That's some shit that comes with a nigga in maturity. Like, for real. When a nigga mature, he know one woman good enough for him. And I'll be real with you. Big, when I went through my phase, I know I probably had some potential in my day. But when I realized, like, when I had to mature, one woman was enough for me, I was like, yeah, I'm good. That comes with maturity. Like, a lot of niggas ain't gonna realize that, bro, until, like, a bitch they really, like, do fuck with or love.
All right, so this
and they, like, slide on their ass, and they be like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And so, what we always say about that, do not bring your fucking ass over here if you ain't ready. if you're not ready for me,
you can keep me as your friend. We can be
exactly cool.
No. You know, cool as ice.
If you're not ready for me, please admire me from afar. Do not bother me.
Compliment me. Tell me. Pop your shit. Do your shit.
And if you ain't ready, let me know. I ain't ready, but you know what I'm saying. I think this and that about you, but you go.
Hey, let me add this 2 cents on too, because me and Zill talked about this before too. Now, a lot of times, what happens with dudes, even females, what happens is.
But wait. Pause before you get it up. No rap, no cap. I don't fuck with a nigga or two that I wasn't ready for.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was like
but at least we can
hold ourselves. But that was a couple years ago.
That's what I'm saying. At least we can hold ourselves accountable for that. And we can say I wasn't ready. So, I was fucking with other niggas. Yes, you know. But my thing is with me, I always keep a G.
See, I'm always keep a G. I'm going to be real with you on that. While you saying, I'm going to be real with you. Me, the type of dude I am, I'll be so real. I feel like if you're a female and how you just took accountability like that and you correct that and you move forward, bro, I swear to God, bro, I respect you that much more and still continue to fuck with you. Because you, not only did you acknowledge that, you fixed it and you know you're ready. You're not making that same mistakes and bullshit over and over again.
Right.
Because you know where you're headed at, you know what you want to do. That right there, I swore everything I love, but that made me respect you that much more. And that made me look at you and be like, damn, bitch. Ain't nobody.
Because a lot of people ain't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like G shit.
But my thing is with me, like when I was at that point, I let him know. It's just like bro, I ain't gonna keep leading you on. Like I ain't ready. Like you know, I'm still talking to other people. Like you want this from me? I don't know if I can get that to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I kept it G.
That right there create what they call a situationship. Because it's like y'all probably done been talking, fucking all type of shit. Then it's like, one person want this, you want that, and it's like, now you just in the situation.
We ain't never have sex.
Normally it's like, what we gonna do? But I do want to add on though to that, because like I said, me and Zoe, we talked about this shit before. A lot of times, what happens is that chase. You know how we talk about, cuz.
Listen.
That chase.
One thing I
don't. Listen.
Bro, don't do that shit and then get me.
Niggas will come with persistent inconsistency. I don't fucking.
Bro, don't fucking understand that.
We'll run you down like a relay. Hold on,
before y'all do that, let me say what I talked about.
Go ahead.
Because the argument wasn't gonna go. What she gonna say? So what happens is, niggas and female, because I know a few too. What happens is, right, it's the person you constantly on their trail. You probably like all they picked, you try to talk to them every chance you get. You always chasing a motherfucker. You swear you want them up and down. And the only thing that's really keeping you going is the fact that you never had them, right?
Yep.
And then what happens is, you get them, everything all sweet and dandy. You have fun, you probably go on dates, sex, whatever, right? And then the minute everything set in, you get what you want, and then it's like this little fucking change of like feeling in the atmosphere, everything just fucking changed. Like shit just stopped all of a sudden. You like, damn, what the fuck going on? Because what happened is, it's that chase. That chase what a nigga wanted so long, it just gone. Like it's like, damn, like, okay.
So why still go after
that?
Like,
bro, it's weird. Like, trust me, I done seen women do it too, because I ain't gonna cap. Not my story, but I just talked with, I can't say his name, but I just talked with somebody about the same shit. What happened? The girl told him straight up. She was like, I always wanted to have sex with you, but you always had a girl. So when they hung out a couple times, did what they did, had sex, she felt like, well, I finally got it, but. She straight up, bro, one of the best she straight up said, she was like, yeah, you're cool, but I really don't see, like, a future with you. Like, it's fun.
Not what I wanted.
I don't see a future with you. Because that, you know what? That chase is over now. Because think about it. That's like dealing. Let's say somebody you should deal with all your life, right? Let's say a bitch to flirt with all the time throughout your whole life, whatever you want to call it. And then y'all finally do shit, and it's like, okay, you're gonna do that, whatever. Now you just break it off. Like, that's it. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, I'm telling y'all, bro, that shit weird. I don't see both sides, bro. Like,
me personally, don't fucking run me down, motherfucker. Yeah, don't run me down weird, and bro. Then just flop.
Yeah, like, you. And that be the thing, too, what we was talking about with the whole chase. Like, y'all be chasing a motherfucker so bad, swear you want a motherfucker, and then you get a bit and you flop. You did all that.
Like flag on the play on
my own personal experience, niggas that done ran me down, chased me out, they finally fuck with me, they realize I am a completely different person than what I portray on social media.
Yeah, and what they used to.
And what,
yeah,
they used
what
to,
they're like, used to.
Yeah. I would laugh bullshit all day. But to really get to know me, it's really truly like, bitch, you gonna love it here.
That shit is real shit. I done had a nigga tell me straight up, I ain't never had nobody like you before. I ain't never deal with nobody like you before. Like, don't you intimidate me.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, intimidate? Like, what the fuck you, like, what? Yeah. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that.
I literally had a guy tell me before, like, man, you know, I miss you so much. Don't nobody talk to me like you. Don't nobody have a whole conversation on you. I ain't met a female with your mentality. And I'm like,
what it is? That's that woman prison that y'all bring. That's that tough love, that that you standing on the shit you say. Like, you know, most niggas don't get that. A lot of time, us niggas, we get people like,
yes,
we
have bitches. Our way,
whatever. Yes, you know, they, yeah, pretty much. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when you get that one who firm, she stand on the shit she say, she ain't on that fuck shit, it's like, damn, okay. She got a whole different demeanor. So you got to approach her different. You got to handle her way different from the average female. You feel me?
You
so
got to. Like, you're going to get your feelings started coming this way.
Because I'm going to tell you what it is. I ain't going to sugarcoat. You be some off shit. I'm like, look, nigga, what the fuck you on?
Are you going to call my phone when that number going to be changed?
For real.
How many chances y'all give a nigga before you start fucking with him?
Okay, let me say this. I used to be that one to be like, all right. You know, we talked about it, so I'm gonna see how this shit go. Mm-hmm. You know, and I gave a bitch chances after chances after chances. And then, you know, after a while, it's like, hold the fuck up. I ain't finna keep doing that shit. So now it's like now and this time, because I'm older, you know, I'm wiser. My mindset is way more mature than what it used to be back then. So now it's on some like, look, we grown. Yeah. It's either you all in or it's nothing. It is what it is or it ain't. So it's just like, I'm gonna tell you one time what it is or whatever, and like we said before, if it happens again, it's done. I can't, I have no more time to waste.
Yeah,
I feel like I done put in so much time into something, into one person, and one person is just like, anybody after that person is just like, what you really own? Because I done been there and done that. I done spent years on, you know, and not to say that either, because it's just like, you may not be ready for what I'm ready for, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, say that, but if this what we finna be on, it's all or nothing, because at the end of the day, I have no more time to waste. So it's just I'm not gonna keep giving you chances just for you to keep, you know, slapping me in the face with the same bullshit. True. So it's just like, what it is, what it's gonna be, all or nothing.
My sentiments exactly, best friend, but honestly, truly, the average woman, the average person, period, you ain't gonna be done till you tired.
True.
And that's facts what you gonna know.
You ain't gonna be done till you tired.
Said, I'm tired.
And
stop playing.
And for my fellas that's listening, let me give y'all some advice from a woman. As long as that woman is still arguing with you and fighting with you and cussing you out, doing all that, running her mouth, she ain't done.
A woman gonna know.
She get quiet.
When she's
talking,
quiet, yes. When she calm, be scared. When she that's when you worry.
Peacefully?
Yeah.
Be worried.
And you know what, cuz? I'm gonna be real. I ain't even gonna just say that for women. I'm gonna say that about me too. Cause I'm the type of nigga that I'm gonna speak my piece. I feel like once you get me to shut up, and I'm not giving you no energy no more, that's how you know I'm dead. Bitch, I, you know,
because I'm only going to do it. I'm only going to do it so many amount of times. I'm only going to go through the shit so many amount of times. Yeah, but when I get to the point to where I feel like, oh, this shit is repetitive.
Exactly.
I'm going to just slide.
And when I tell a bitch, if I tell you I'm done, if I say, oh, bitch, like, you can't get to me no more, can't make me mad, none of that no more, like, it's the truth. Like, I'm serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's true. That's facts. You gonna know when you're tired. When you're tired, you gonna know. So it's gonna be like, you gonna call your friends and you gonna say, man, girl, look, I'm so tired of dealing with this shit. But are you really though? Mm-hmm. You gonna know for sure, because if I'm gonna tell you from my experience, this nigga had one time to fuck with me. He ain't even gonna cap. I was all in, you know, I was fucking with him heavy, you know what I'm saying? And I thought, you know, he was fucking with me heavy.
Yeah.
So I done fucked around and found out about another bitch. Mm. Oh, baby, let me tell y'all, it was up. I was like, all right, what you finna do? Because it ain't finna be none of that or whatever. You know, he ain't know what he wanna do. I said, all right, I'm gonna tell you this. I gave a bitch ultimatum. I said, all right, so it's either going to be this, or by the time I get to my destination, my number going to be changed and I'm going to make myself unavailable.
True.
He ain't know what he wanted to do. He thought she was a game. I got to my destination. Hello? Whatever service I had that time, I changed my number.
Disconnect on your dumb ass.
I changed my number. It wasn't nothing. Like, I'm going.
So let me also ask
you. I was tired.
Since we all grown here. Because I know a lot of us, we already been through relationships, shit like that, this and then the third. And like we say, you want a person, if you all in or y'all, like, it's simple. Let's say you dealing with a bitch, right? You talk to them, whatever. How y'all feel about when it comes to the sex? You feel like that person should be sexing you only? Y'all use protection? Like, how y'all feel about the sex thing?
I think it depends on the situation.
Like what the people is?
Situation. Yes. I feel like it depends on whatever situation you and that person are on or whatever type of time you guys are on. Mm-hmm. Me personally, if I feel like we fucking with each other heavy, especially a lot of y'all finna sit up there and try to cult like y'all don't have unprotected sex, but it happens. We're human. Who? So.
To my.
I'm saying people in general. People,
y'all keep that shit G, bitch.
So I it's just real, like
I don't like punning the bitch. I know when my shit, I know my shit been there the last couple of years, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. It's just knowing. Like I know what I'm doing, and if we're having sex and we're not using protection at that point, it's just like okay, I'm gonna feel like I don't want you doing nothing with nobody else with me because I know what we're doing. Yeah. You know, and I know we're not being careful.
And I'm gonna be real too, y'all. I feel like that's another reason me as well why I won't really like take most I say people serious after like my past shit because it's like
I think it's going out.
I don't know the fuck y'all be at what y'all be doing out here because it's like I know some of these niggas out here. These niggas be slaying this bitch that big, you know. Some of these niggas be my dogs. I ain't gonna say my dog, you know what I'm saying? But like I be knowing like these niggas be going that nigga that, you know what I'm saying? Hitting you, you know what I'm saying? And then you think I just want to come out here and trust a motherfucking head. Nah, boy.
And that's my issue.
It, that is Z shit real. That is Z. Just like what we can't say that name, but just like what we're just speaking about.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers out here wrong, motherfuckers. You nothing in the motherfucker. You thinking this shit sweet. You gonna raw ear, motherfucker.
That shit is fucking disgusting. You don't know what these people do and how they clean their bodies or don't clean their bodies. So it's just like, whatever you get from that, not even not a disease per se, but it's as far as like bacteria and all of that shit
that
from that person can come on to the other person, and it's just disgusting. Yeah, you throw your pH balance off, different
topic.
Soul ties, you that like all that.
That's what I was gonna say. Y'all believe like, that shit, bro? That soul ties.
I believe in it.
That shit real.
It's
bro.
Real.
That shit.
You
real.
Got different bodies, dude, different bodies jumping from one to the next, and it's
all
just
that
like.
And then you wonder why your mood swings always be off, why you feel this way, why you feel that way, why you doing certain habits. Yeah, because you done pick that shit up from next motherfucker, don't even realize it, bro. And that's why I always said to anybody close to me or that I love, I always tell a bitch, stop giving up your mind, body, and soul. Stop doing that.
Yep.
Because all you're doing is destroying yourself. You're not healing yourself, you're destroying it. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's why I'm very picky about who I have sexual intercourse with.
Exactly.
And I've honestly been having sex with the same person for years.
True.
So it's just like
same.
And once I'm not with that person, it'd be like, I ain't having sex. Because who the fuck I'm finna have sex with? I don't wanna just have sex with anybody.
You know what taught me discipline though, bro? Real shit, y'all. When I was in college, y'all. When I was in college, bro, G shit. When I ain't had no butt for months, bitch. All of that bitch dry, bitch. Baked chicken, bitch. Like, hey, for real.
Not baked been, chicken.
Dry in the bitch.
All baked chicken ain't dry.
For real.
Hey, well, this one was dry.
You need to find another term.
Hey, that bitch was dry. No seasoning, bitch. Shit, calm out. Trying to tell you. I was in the dorm. Just all I did was focus on work, football, shit like that, man. I was really, like, real, like, chilling. Like, for real. Like, no cap. Like, G shit. But once I did, like, you know, I would say, like, I kind of, like, got that shit down pat, and I came back home, I knew how to go without her because my head was so focused on other shit, sex ain't even come up to me at all because my head was so far on my life, what I'm finna do, how I'm finna make money, what's my next goal. I was so
it's just
on
like
that.
Sex. People try to make sex so important, and it's really not.
It's not. Don't get me wrong, bitch. I like a lot of it.
I love good. Sex, yeah. But it's just like it's not. It's other shit important.
Yeah. Like as far as it's the difference between good sex. Mm-hmm. To, you know, just to get your rocks off and feel good for the moment and for the time being, and meaningful sex.
Yeah.
I like some meaningful sex.
Yeah, I like that intimate shit. I'm not finna just be, but every now and then, I ain't gonna lie, every now and then, I'll be like, okay, bitch, but it's just like, at the end of the day, I ain't finna just be around here just to fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because you're horny, you gotta get you some sex. I ain't gonna pound town, bitch, the whole day.
Took me to pound town. They was close.
What? I'll be
like, and then be people that be surprised. Yeah. They be like, so you only been having sex with just this person? Da 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 da.
Just
this person. Like, what you want me to be around here just fucking everybody? No, but I'm scared.
Damn right. And then what be crazy is if they hop out there, and then when y'all really find out the person you be laying down with, the shit they be doing, now you looking all fucked up in the face like, what? Yup, you fucking.
But, you know, damn. I will say this. We all are grown. So it's just that's like, if you're dealing with somebody, if you're dealing with somebody and y'all getting to know each other, whatever, how it happens. And, you know, sex just so happened. If it happens, it happens. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We grown. So it's just like, you knew.
You gotta do it.
You do what it do. You knew, you know, this person wanted to have sex with you. You wanted to have sex with them. So it's like, if it happens, it ain't no big deal. It's sex. We grown. Exactly. It happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You just gotta deal with whatever comes with after that. Like I always say, bitch, you made that bitch, you gotta lean.
And that's what any situation.
Anything.
Regardless.
Anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I use it for everything. If that nigga acts different after we have sex, it's just like, well, I wanted to have sex too, so I did it. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be like, oh, fuck, nigga.
don't think you finesse me out some coochie, because
if I did it, it's because I wanted to do
that
it.
Part.
Fights with a Y.
So it's just like, be grown about your shit. Like, we grow, right?
Sex is sex.
Like,
okay. That's real. That's real. I don't want to get up out of. I can't talk now. Damn. I just
want to
get up out of y'all, though.
But,
what else y'all feel?
What?
Why are you looking at me like that? Say that shit. Say that shit.
Mm. Do you think it's hard for a man to commit?
For a man to commit? Honestly, in my opinion, once again, I feel like a man committing.
I have a question.
It comes with, I'm gonna say maturity. I really do. Because some people mature faster than others. Because just like people with high school sweethearts, like, they commit early as fuck. They just be head over heels by each other. But a lot of times, like, that shit come with maturity. You have your head on straight. You don't let nothing ruin or, you know, fuck up your focus or what you want to do. Like, that's how I feel about it. So
I feel like it all pretty much is a maturity and pride thing. Cause that's just like for those dudes. I mean, it can go either way, women or men. When you're in a situation before, like they'll let one situation that happened previously fuck it up for everybody. Yeah. And that's one of my issues too. Yeah. It's just like, why the fuck? Like, we're grown. Like, how old are we? You still gonna let this be the reason of you not doing something that you want to do with somebody else because you just so stuck on to what happened to you before?
That's actually the tough part about it when moving on, because here's the thing. Even though you don't want to let that be the excuse why you're moving, how you're moving, at the same time, when you see them same signs and them same actions, you have no choice but to think what the fuck a person about to do. So it's kind of hard for you to determine if a motherfucker, like, you know, really fucking with you or, you know, it's going to be some bullshit again. That's always the
tough part, like,
you don't know.
To me, I feel like it's like, okay, have your guard up. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'll never tell nobody to put their guard down for somebody. Mm-hmm. But have your guard up, but also be like mature enough, per se, to know, like, okay, I'm going to let this person know what I've been through, so they can know what I'm looking for and what I don't want to go through again.
But that comes with stipulation. Letting people know what you go through, that shit go with both ways.
It depends on how serious the situation is. If y'all serious and y'all trying to, like I said, you all in, I'm going to let you know, okay, I'm not trying to go through this again. So what is it going to be? If I feel like if I took it out of myself to let you know that side of me, let you know something that I'm vulnerable about, you know, I'm being vulnerable with you. So it's just like, don't fuck that up.
Yeah. And like you say, it depends on how serious all is, because you just can't mount that off the
end. Yeah, no, I'm not finna.
Any type of nigga, any female, because what's going to happen is they're going to take what you said, move around it, and just do some shit 10 times worse. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then they will use it against you,
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. So you got to watch how, you know, who you're doing that with. So, yeah, so I catch the drift on that. It just,
It just depends on the situation too. But it's just like, if it was,
how long do y'all realize though before you really want to take somebody serious? Like, you give them months. Like, how long you normally give them? How quick do y'all really?
I feel like if it's it depends on the person, and I feel like if it's a consistent thing going on, if we vibing consistently, you know, we spending time, we talking every day, we doing this and that and the third, you know, and it's going on for some time. Yeah. It's just like, okay, how far are we finna take this? You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this and that for this long. I feel like that's when a conversation, if it's been, you know, going on for a minute, I feel like a conversation need to be had, because at the end of the day, like we keep saying, we're grown. So it's just like, I'm not finna waste my time and just be kicking it. True. So it's just like, is we gonna be something, or is this what you, like, what are your intentions? Is your intentions to just find somebody to just kick it with? Or are you trying to be something?
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like at that point, that's when a conversation needs to be had. So,
gotta address it then.
Right. But definitely, if it's something going on steady.
Steady. Yeah, because I'll be honest. You know, I feel like, I don't care who the person is, what relationship it is, I feel like people always change. Because
absolutely.
The person you are now, you will not be the same person next year. You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly. We don't so get like, another year to be the same person.
Exactly. So y'all could be going steady.
Shit, I wouldn't want to be the same
person.
Yeah,
that's true. Exactly.
I'm trying to be a better me really every damn day.
I feel like you really, really got to get to know a person, because y'all may have the best relationship, you know, let's say.
And not
like how you are right now, you by yourself. Nobody in here with you. You may have the best relationship with your boyfriend. Say you move in and everything changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different.
That's
levels.
Why you have to see your partner in different lights. Exactly. You gotta see them when they're mad,
when they're sad,
when they happy. You have to see them in different phases to realize, is this gonna work? Is this person for me? Because you could be with somebody 5 or 6 years
and they
never hit a rock bottom or never hit a, you know what I'm saying, a struggle point in their life, and they get there and you be like, I'm not even attracted to them. Or they changed.
I went through that.
And it's not the fact that they changed. You just never seen them in this light.
Yep. I went through that same exact emotion, and I was just like, what do you mean I changed? I'm not supposed to stay the same person. You know what I'm saying? I'm growing. Why aren't you seeing that?
Exactly.
So it's just like, what I may have said to you when I was 19, I'm 25 years old now. The same goals, the same things that I wanted at 19 is totally different than I want at 25 years old.
Damn right.
So it's just like,
mm-hmm.
You gotta, at some point, you gotta grow up. You gotta change.
Right? Yeah.
Why are you still the same? Why are you so comfortable?
At this point, I'm elevating up here.
True.
My elevation and vibrations is up here. And you I'm down there, like, baby. I ain't coming down to pull you up.
Yes.
You have to meet me.
Yes,
exactly. Why are you so content?
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to tell you some shit. I feel like in the relationship too as well, people got to understand, like, y'all not always going to be on the same level. It may be time where you up, I'm down right now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that really do test, like, y'all love, how strong y'all
exactly.
is together. Because, like I said, you may be up right now, and I'm working to get myself up. And then, let's say, if I do get up, I'm over you now. Now I'm trying to get you up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, y'all can't be going back and forth, like, bickering and all that.
At that point,
you know, who the person is. Like, you know, you just gotta test the water and see how that shit go. Cause
it depends on how strong it is too. It's just like, a lot of people ain't built for that shit. So I mean, if they ain't ready, they gonna flop.
They think people think they be ready, bro, until like you really get out there, you win some shit, and it's like you don't know what to do.
And like we said, that's when you know if this is the person that you gonna be with. If they gonna, because you gonna see if they riding with you and they ain't.
Yep.
And if they're not, you gonna be like, you showed me who you was, you know, when I was down or when I was going through this or whatever hardship we had at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You was a complete, totally different person.
True.
So it's just like, I don't know if I can work with that or deal with that for the rest of my life, because you're showing me how you act when shit get hard.
And a lot of times, I feel like when we fuck with a person so heavy, like, you know what I'm saying, we kind of overlook that. And, you know, it gonna get to a point where, like, that shit build up. You like, all right, that's it. Because you done overlooked a lot of that little fuck shit. And it's like, all right, something gotta give. Like, how we just said earlier, like, you know, when you're tired, you get silent, all that. Same shit. Like, you be trying to overlook that shit, bro. You try to see the good in somebody. But it's like, all right.
And then again, when it gets to that point, you just gotta know. Like,
yeah, you just gotta know. You gotta fit it. I feel like, I don't think it's a bad thing about me, y'all, but I really think it's crazy. I had made this tweet, like, I think, like, the other week or whatever. But I think it's real bad how, like, I really can feel, bro, when somebody about to do something bad to me or something good to me. Like,
that's good. And it's like, you in touch with your intuitive side.
And like,
everybody people, vibrations like that high.
People, like, think I be tripping or I'm crazy when I say some shit or I move a certain way. Like, they don't understand, because, like, I get this vibe. Like, I just feel it. I know what's going to happen. So when I do speak on it and I tell a bit something, They look at me like I'm crazy. Oh, you tripping, you tripping. And then as soon as this shit happened,
you just knew.
They just looking at me like, damn, nigga was right. I know, I felt that shit, bro. And then just like the lady I be speaking to on Instagram, because whatchamacallit, you know, she put me on this lady, bro. This lady even told me her own mouth. This lady don't know me. She said, you always had a vision. You always see things before it happened. And she's 100% right. I never really looked at it or thought about it like that, but she absolutely right, because I always know when shit be wrong or when shit be right. Sometimes when shit be wrong, I still try to move forward with it and mm-hmm. try to make the best of it. But now I don't do that no more because that shit draining, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think for me, like, that's a good thing and bad thing for me that I can feel that. But it's like, sometimes I wish I didn't feel it, because like some shit I be trying to hold on to, then I just be like, ah, fuck, whatever. But I really can feel that shit, y'all. Like, no cap. Like, I can feel it. Like, this shit. Like, we can be going steady. Like, good. When I get a feeling like, hold on, something ain't right. Like, I just get it, bro. It's weird, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro. I don't know how I do that shit, y'all, but I really do. I feel it. I mean, it happens. I done been through situations like that, too,
where I done peeked some shit before it happened.
And remember, you kept telling me, best friend, don't say that. Don't think about that. And it still happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time I say that, I feel it a lot. That shit happened, bro.
Yep.
Yeah,
that shit. That's true. I have that conversation with my sister. We was like, damn, like, this nigga is going good. Like, when we good, yeah, we good. Mm-hmm. But I be like, I just know he gonna fuck it up. I just know he gonna do some shit to piss me off. And what he did, some shit to piss me off. And it's just like, bro, you always do it every time.
Oh, let me ask the ladies that too, because I want to make sure y'all women, you know, kind of get an energy back. So let's say y'all fuck with a nigga, right? Mm-hmm. Everything all good. Now let's say the nigga do everything, he makes sure you good, he gonna give you good energy, you know, you happy, you satisfied, you know, you get gifts, you get whatever, you get everything you ask for. Now you as a woman, do y'all return that energy? Do you go
absolutely out your way? I'm a spoiler.
You get him
when I have somebody.
Listen, I'm a spoiler. You, it ain't nothing that I would. That don't apply to everybody. I'm going to say this. When I fuck with you on that and that level, that extent,
yeah,
it ain't nothing you can't get out of me, exactly, and that I would not do for you.
Exactly. I go all out. And with me, when I get that way, I'm a thoughtful person. So I'm not going to just get you what you want, per se. I'm going to get you what I know you that need. what you need, that's and I know I what's going
to
hit you.
I'm not going to go out and buy
expensive, unnecessary shit. Yeah. No, I'm going to get you, you know, where I know where it's going to hit you.
Right.
And,
like,
two things that
I'm you. Trying to pleasure your love language. Yeah. I want your love language and speak to you on those.
I want you to look at me and be like,
my boy cousins, bro, know that. Like, bro, listen, y'all know that.
And that's why I feel like as a female, when y'all are happy, that the love don't stop. Keep going. I'm gonna tell you something about a dude. Free game. Of course, a lot of dudes, we don't really care for a lot of shit. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to certain shit, we show y'all, especially games, they gotta play games.
Men are simple creatures.
Bro. Yes, they're so simple. They don't be wanting a lot.
If we tell you about a specific game or like even certain fashion and little shit like that that's very affordable, fucking pay attention.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm very observant. That's me. I'm very observant. So I want you to look at me and be like, damn, she pay attention.
Exactly. Like, And I'll be so real with y'all, and I'm gonna tell y'all who do that to me. I ain't gonna cap, my baby mama, and that's why I give that girl so much fucking praise. Y'all think mm-hmm. I'm bullshit? Y'all see my phone? How it's cracked right here, right? It's cracked. I kid you not. I cracked my phone like whenever it had happened. I had text. I was like, man, guess what? She said, what? I said, I just cracked my damn phone. I kid you not, y'all. Pulled up to the crib. She said, huh? I'm like, what? This Otterbox case, she bought it. Detail, little shit like that.
Yes, where that, like, shit is important.
Like, you paying attention to that? You remember I told you that like the other day, and I come over here, get my jit, and boom, you do that? Like, that's the shit I'm talking about. Yeah. And that's the reason why, like, I don't speak on the shit I do for her, but it's a lot. That's why I do what I do for her. You feel me? I go out, I do that. Because mm-hmm. she do shit like that. You feel me? And I'm not going to cap y'all. Like, when Father's Day came, y'all, I ain't gonna cap, bitch. I felt like a fucking kid, bitch.
That's right. When a female make you feel like that.
Because the thing about it, I know I don't require much. I don't really like a lot of shit like that or whatever. But the thing that really got me, though, is the fact that the shit I tell this girl, she paid like to detail. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I've been trying to give them a little shit out, you know, my little beard, no shit.
But like, it's no decent.
So like all that, the girl, she got like me this hair girl shit I be using. Like I got a comb set. Like she got me like okay, like shoot, like all this shit that I spoke on. You feel me? That she literally like paid attention to. I'm like, damn. Like,
and then me as a woman, I'm very inquisitive. So I would question her.
Yes.
You like that? Like, I'm going to
ask. That's me. That's
the type of person I am.
That's me.
And because that's my love language. That's the way I like to be loved. I like for somebody to pay attention to the little details about me.
Yeah.
And act on, okay, so like for instance, boom. Back, I was seeing this. I ain't gonna call no names.
Hold on, let me tell you what you do too, because I used to do this to whatchamacallit.
It's a whole bunch of whatchamacallit going on.
So listen, G shit, what a bitch never knew was, I used to stalk her page for a good reason, for shit she liked. So
stalker.
Listen, no, not like in a bad way though, for like good shit, because like I know a lot of times where a bitch not, they're not too much of a talkative person, but a lot of the shit they do say is through likes on, you know, on social media, so I can peep it. So yeah, like flowers or certain shit that have been won, I see that. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm gonna make that happen. So I see it and then just do it. You feel me? Just because, you know, I'm paying attention to you, seeing what you like.
I've had niggas do that to me.
You feel me?
Me too. Yeah.
So like, that shit works, trust me.
I'll post something and they'll like it or something. I'll be like, what? And next thing you know, I'll have it.
Literally screenshot it. Honestly, it was one more thing I was about to do before, like, you know, that shit, like, ended or whatever. It was these flowers I remember seeing that a bitch had, like, I damn about to order them bitches. Like, some little glass, little roses, some
yeah,
little
black. Yeah, I didn't tell about
it. I saw it. I was going to do it. Then I was like, nah, fuck it. I still was going to do it after the fact because I'm just that nice, but I said, nah, fuck it or whatever.
Man.
But that's the shit I do, though. Like, and it's crazy because I be real. I'm the type of nigga, too, sometimes. I ain't going to flex, y'all. Well, like, I probably won't say nothing. You probably think I just be my own world. I ain't paying you no attention. But the thing about me, like I told you, TZ, I'm full of surprises. I like to surprise you. Like, I would dead ass make you think, like, I'm not paying attention to you. I'm my own world. Oh, all you do is play the game. I would dead ass make you feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, boom, you're going to be like, yeah, gotcha. That's me.
Literally, somebody did me like that on my birthday. I ain't gonna say which birthday, but a birthday a couple of years ago. I was telling this person, oh, I want to make me some jerk. I was like, but I'm tired of making my jerk, you know, cooking my jerk in the oven. I want me a grill. And this person was very attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This person literally called me like a day or two before my birthday. And so it was around my birthday and it was like, oh, unlock your door. I opened my front door and this person was bringing a grill.
No cap.
Literally grill to my house. Sat in my living room, put it together and everything. I still got a grill.
Saving me on the birthday.
Literally.
This is my past birthday, actually. All y'all know that wasn't really a good time for me. But I posted a list. My birthday list was outrageous, too. My birthday list was outrageous. It was shit that I ain't really expect nobody to go out and do. But, you know, I was just like, this is what I want. So, I'm going to make a birthday list. This man literally, like, he just responded back with, like, the little thanking emoji. And I'm like, what? He's talking about, I'm trying to see what I'm going to get off this list.
Yo.
And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, this nigga ain't finna do nothing. When I say I got majority of every, I didn't ask for this. Like, literally, I just, you know, majority of everything on that list, this man would have got every single, it wasn't even my birthday, y'all.
With that being said, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm going to just say this up. With that being said, I come to this conclusion right here. It's not the fact that we asking for too much. We just be asking the wrong people. We really be asking the wrong people. And just like how we said earlier, how we just said that, if you don't do it, then the motherfucker will do it. That shit is true, bro. And it's like, I feel like sometimes people do have a pride thing. Instead of you stepping up to the plate and be like, all right, let me do what I got to do. Step up on my end since I'm fucking with this person. Make them happy, they make me happy.
It be the people doing you don't that, expect, bro,
like,
too.
Yeah, like, just do that. You know what I'm saying? You will be straight. But like I say, it comes down to, like I say, we ain't asking for too much. We just be asking the wrong people. You feel me? So,
Yeah, it'd be the ones you don't expect, because I really didn't expect that shit. Not saying that I didn't know that, you know, that he would, like, he would or wouldn't do it. It's just that, you know, the relationship is so strange. You just don't know what a person would do.
Yeah.
And at that time, my dog, like, but it wasn't even the actual day of my birthday, but he made sure every single day up until my birthday, he got me something off that list.
That's
real. So it's just like, I'm like, and he paid attention. He paid to everything, everything. So it's just like, damn.
Yeah, that's me, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That's really me, bro.
It'd be like, you piss me off, but you really do be paying attention to me.
That's me, too.
I'd be like, I can't stand your ass, but you really do be paying attention to everything that I want.
I get that all the time. I ain't gonna cap. I always get, oh, you piss me off. I think so. But at the end of the day, Ben, I know I'm here to really to make you happy. I know my attention's good for you. Shit, you know, that's just love. That's it.
Like, for instance, like, he'll come here and say, if I don't have no groceries, like, I've probably been down bad, can't get no groceries, no nothing. He'll come over here, go in the fridge. Looks like we need to go to Walmart. I'll be like, you know, I don't never speak on my situation. I don't never say, dang, I'm down bad right now, da 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 da. So I be eating out. You know, I don't never say none of that. But a bitch look out. A bitch pay attention and a bitch look out. So it's just like,
facts.
You may can't stand that. You may can't stand that person, but a bitch, when a bitch intentions is good on you, you don't know.
And bro, and that's why I feel like, you know, when you, like you say, you know, intentions good. A person that bring up that value, bro, you know, it's good value. And you don't meet so many people like that in your life, bro. So when you, like, I feel like you do, like, you do your thing, move on, you won't miss it. You won't remember that shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's facts. It's just like, if we don't work out, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna necessarily be looking for that in a person, because ain't no telling what the next person can do. Mm-hmm. But if we don't work out, and it ain't gonna be no bad blood. I'm gonna always remember. Like, I'm gonna always remember what you did for me. Exactly. I'm always gonna be like, you know, he had me fucked up, but that motherfucker made sure I was straight.
I was straight. I never wanted Anita for anything, but I still don't fuck with him.
We may continue, cause, you know, certain reasons, but made sure I was straight, and I respect you for that.
I probably ain't like you fuck ass, but bitch kept a nigga fed, did everything like shit, clean her all that now. See, I love you, but don't fuck with you. But nah, I feel how y'all feel though. Yeah, that real though. That's definitely real.
Man, what else can we get on? We've been talking about some real ass shit.
Yeah,
I love having people on my podcast that's just like real as fuck, and that can actually like engage in real ass shit, because you got some people that are really cap for real, and it's just like, all right, bro, like.
Yep. The one thing, you know, when it comes to like talks like this, bro. Accountability and people will be in denial. You can't talk to people.
Yes, if you can't talk to anybody who's just not ready to just like be real about the shit.
Keep that shit real. Like, if you're not ready to admit that, then you still got problems, you know, dealing with your inner self anyway. Like, you ain't ready for all that. Just chill. So, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I have a question.
What's up?
When it comes to a female, okay, you trying to pursue, and what are your thoughts on if you like feel like she's asking for this, then the third? Do you feel like she's too picky, or you just feel like she's worthy enough to know her worth? Because we have some men that'll look like, they'll be like, oh, she wants too much, da 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 da. But you have some men to be like, that actually take heed of what she's saying and telling you what she wants out of a person.
If you feel like I'm asking for too much, clearly you ain't for me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear what Rip has to say about it. But we know how that shit goes.
I'm going to say this, though. It depends on, you know, how she, you know, perceiving it, though. Like, how she's saying it. Like, are you just off top, like, you demanding, you like, you know, like, how are you, like, you know, portraying that to me, you feel me? Because sometimes a dude can look at that and like, all right, you doing too much already. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a certain way you go about it. Like, like y'all just said, for nigga, you know, ready for you, he can handle you, he not gonna look at it.
It ain't gonna be so much that you doing too much. It's just that it cannot handle it.
And go back to what we just said. You ain't asking, you know what I'm saying, for too much. You just asking the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I feel like it just depends, because I know a lot of women, especially like how y'all is, who are very independent, y'all don't even really require much. Like you say, it ain't even right. No cost. It's just attention, you know, love, little shit like that. Like,
and I asked that question like, because it's just like a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people, yeah. me being that I am that type of woman, a lot of people don't understand me. Yeah. So I just be feeling like I'm not going to waste my time trying to get you to understand me because it's just like the right person will.
They will.
And if you're a grown ass man, they you will understand where I'm coming from and why I feel the way I feel and why, you know, say this is what I want.
Yep.
So it's just like, I'm not being picky. I just know what I want. Mm-hmm. And that's just, that goes for anybody. Everybody know what they want. So they know what they're going to tolerate and they know what they're not going to tolerate.
True.
So don't tell me, you know, I'm picky or don't tell me that I'm requiring too much. It's just that it's, can you handle it? Can you not? And it's no bad blood because if you can't and somebody, you know, come to me and say, well, what happened when this, that person and the third, I'm not going to say anything. You know, I'm not gonna be bad. It's just gonna be a simple.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready for me, and that's just that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I do the same shit because I just simply say it ain't work out. Like I ain't even gonna get in that detail.
I wasn't the person for them, or they weren't ready for me. That's just that. No bad blood. I'm not finna sit there and be like, oh, he did this and that and the third, and he act like he can't do this and that.
Nope.
No, it's just that I'm mature enough to know like. I'm not finna lower my standards.
Yeah.
So I'm mature enough to know that this is what I want. He can't provide it. He wasn't ready for me. I'm not the person. So.
But one thing about me, I will say I be doing that. I don't know if it's considered childish or not. Y'all can be the judge of that. But when I do start fucking with somebody now and I feel like you dead to me, I feel like you're a regular person now. Like, I'm not even finna, like, give you no special treatment. Like, nothing. Like, you're a regular person. Like,
all people are regular people.
Like, you're a regular
person. Yeah, like, I want to make them.
I'm not,
put them
I'm
on
not,
the pedestal.
I feel like I'm not obligated to do anything for you or anything no more. Like, you're regular to me now. Like, I'm just going to get you how I do everybody else now. Like, it's back to me. Like,
I don't think that's childish. I mean, it just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
They don't move you. So, it's just like.
Because once I'm off, I'm off. Like, you're regular to me. I'm going to treat you like a regular person. Like. Just going about my business.
I mean, it is what it is. They shouldn't expect you to treat them anything differently because of what y'all previously had going on. So I don't think it's more of a childish thing.
Like sometimes where I say, because niggas do it, they think they can just call up a female and, you know, think of it, just gonna move how they see move.
All right, y'all, we back. Apparently, I didn't have my phone on Do Not Disturb, so a call interrupted us. But we back in this thing.
I got a question for y'all. So when you start like dealing with somebody, y'all move on. What do you consider an upgrade from you? What's considered an upgrade for you?
Everything I knew it wasn't.
It could be on any level. Whether that's it depends on what I'm dealing with the next nigga for.
Yeah.
Right.
If I'm dealing with this next nigga for financial stability or for financial upgrade, that's what it is.
Exactly.
If I'm dealing with this nigga because he elevates me emotionally or spiritually, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, for that question, it's just pretty much what you dealt with before and what you know you didn't like previously.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to know from the next person, you're going to be like, okay, this is not what I want. This is not what I'm going to want to deal with that next person. So I'm going to look for a better, I'm going to look for an upgrade from what I didn't like from the previous relationship. So, I mean, it's going to, it has to be an upgrade either way it goes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So for me, honestly, I feel like an upgrade, because I'm at the point now I'm older. I feel like it's the mental for me. Like, you have to meet all those requirements that I was missing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not gonna judge you. Say, oh, you look better. You thicker. Like, it ain't about that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not the appearance.
It's no, not at all. I feel like if you make up the shit that what I need, you know, to make me feel good, what I want somebody to me, that's an upgrade. Because one thing about it, y'all, I'll tell you some real shit. You can, as a dude, you can probably get you the lamest motherfucker here on this planet. If you build your girl up, you put value in her, you make her build that confidence up, she start dressing, she change her, like she feel herself, just watch how everybody just be like, damn, who that is? Watch how bitch turn heads. People thought she was a nobody, think they're lame, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you really can turn, you know, somebody that people think nobody to somebody. I ain't saying nobody or nobody, but I'm saying, like, you know,
I know what you mean.
The more you're with them, you bringing them out, people start turning heads. Now, like, who is this? Who's such and such? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that ain't never really an issue. Like, you know. But that's what I consider a upgrade. But then I'm going to ask y'all this, too, though. When y'all go on trips with somebody, like, y'all plan to do things with each other, what's an ideal trip for y'all? What's fun for y'all?
I'm very adventurous. So, it's like I told you before, it's almost... nothing I'm going to say no to except skydiving. But when I go out, I'm sorry, I'm not skydiving. But when we go out somewhere, I expect for us to just have a good time and and have no limits, because it's just like I want to be able to remember that experience with you. I want to be able to say, oh, we did this, we did that, da 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 da. Like, it was nothing that we didn't do, and if we didn't do it, you know, we both came to that agreement on not to do it. But I really want us to just be open to a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you only live once. So it's just like, if this is the person I'm with, I want to share that experience with you. So let's do it.
And I'm curious, I think that's my issue that I did have with, I would say, females here. Like, for my eyes. I'm going to say this. I'm not saying they closed minded, but y'all know I'm from Broward. So it's like, a lot of the times, they be wanting to be like, oh, yeah. I just went to Miami, Orlando. Like, I feel like me, like, growing up, being up, like, so long, that really don't, like, excite me as much. I know there's other shit you can do, but it's like, I don't really like going that way like that. I want to go further, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my idea trip is, like how you say, adventurous. Like, because I want to go skydive, let me go get on that water. Like, that's the shit I be wanting to do, bro. I don't be wanting to do that lame, basic-ass hotel bullshit, yada, like... That shit to me ain't
Shit's not fun to me. I like to get out.
That's what y'all, what people, some people around here call fun. Like, that's what you've been itching to do. Like, to me, I feel like that ain't shit. Anybody can do that. I wanted it to be some shit where you'd be like, damn.
That's what I was going to say. Even if it is something small, like, say if we're going out somewhere and we go go-karting or some shit like that. It's just that... the fact that I'm doing it with you, I'm enjoying it. So I'm going to make it what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I like that. You know, if we went to Miami somewhere, we went go-kart and all that shit. Yeah. That's fun. Like, it's adventurous still. Like, we having fun with this shit. Not no another city, eat hotel bullshit. Nah, man, I'm going to have fun. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, I'm a very open-minded person. So it's just like, right. I'm going to tell you if it's some shit that I'm just not fucking with. You going to know. Mm-hmm. But... majority of the time, 99% of the time, is I'm down for whatever. I'm not finna be like, oh, I'm not gonna be that negative nasty. I don't wanna do that. I ain't finna do that. Or I ain't finna get my hair wet. No, bitch, fuck that. Let's have fun.
Yeah, right. And be honest though, my next trip, I wasn't gonna say no, but I don't care. I'll tell y'all, but I'm actually going skydiving. Fuck all that.
It's the
one in Temple.
You're sick.
The one in Temple.
I'll do the.
No, it's a
the indoor
no,
one.
No, it's outside.
See, no, I'm
it's
not
dude,
fucking with that.
No, for real, like if they hook you on with a person or whatever, like a professional. They have you attached. Like you can get your pictures, everything taken. That's the next one. We finna go do that. That shit.
I can do the indoor sky, like what they have in Orlando. What is it? iFly or something like that.
Some shit.
I can do that.
It's called 10. Damn, I forgot the name. 10, some shit. It's one in Temple. Then we move from the door.
I can do iFly, but I'm not doing that real shit. Like, I have no plane. No.
When I say I can't wait to do it, I can't wait, bro.
My anxiety too bad. I'd have been there floating around and passed out in the air.
Bro, when you been on roller coasters, bro, and plane rides and all that shit.
That's different.
Nah, bro.
That's different. Mm-mm. I'm not finna depend on no damn button to save my life.
I don't care, I'm gonna take a chance if it's my time, it's my time.
That'll be low-key lit as fuck. Like, damn, I died skydiving. Like, I died enjoying my life.
I died enjoying my motherfucking life. It's like, fuck it, it is what it is. It was one of my bucket lists. I did it. That's how I feel about that. Like, G shit, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm excited, but at the same time, I ain't gonna cap, though. I'm a little nervous now.
Exactly.
I'm a little nervous now. I ain't gonna cap.
Another thing with me is, mm-hmm. I'm the type where I can be dead ass scared. Again, I'm still not skydiving. So don't get no ideas.
Y'all.
Yeah. I know you listening to just sitting there trying to do some shit. But I'm the type where I can be dead ass scared and dead ass nervous. But because I have that adrenaline of being scared, I'm going to do it.
Just do it anyway. Fuck it. Just do it. YOLO.
Yes.
Shit.
My mind is weird like that. I'm gonna be scared as fuck, but I'm gonna be like, I'm finna do that shit. I'm scared as fuck, but I'm still finna do it.
That's how I was feeling when I was out there in Key West. I was out there in the middle of the goddamn ocean, bitch, and that salt ass water. I'm like, man, when a nigga talking about sharks, who finna swim with a shark? Well, you see. But, you know, I still hopped out there, like, whatever, bitch, it was straight.
I'm like a fuck it mask off type of bitch. I'm gonna be like, okay, fuck it, let's do it.
And that's how I was, bro. I was like, man, nigga, I'm built for land. What the fuck am I here in the water, bitch? Y'all are tripping, but.
But that's why I say, like, the next person that I'm with, I just pray that they're just as open-minded as
I am,
adventurous as I am, because I didn't have that before. Mm-hmm. Like, it was to the point where it was just, like, when I wanted to do shit, like, weird, like, oh, this ain't you, da-da-da-da, like, why are you doing that? Like, just so lame and boring, you know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying on that, too, and then I also don't like that, like, when I do present ideas to people, don't tell me that my shit lame or you don't want to do it, and then you're going to do it with the next motherfucker. Like, bitch, fuck you. Like, that's
right.
Like, don't do that, because you
dead. He's like, damn, like, when I asked you to do it, you shut my shit down.
Like, right. You made it seem like it was so lame, you didn't want to do it, da-da-da. Now you want to do this shit. Like, don't do that. That's so fucking lame, bro.
No, definitely, for sure. The next person that I'm with or whoever I'm dating or whatever, I really hope that it's somebody that's just open-minded and just adventurous and want to do shit, because I'm unpredictable, like,
bro. And that, honestly, bro, like, I'm not even being funny, y'all. Like, the people now, like, really in my corner, like, peripheral, y'all, like, that's literally like the shit we be on. Like, we do shit, like, for real, like, hang out, like, I actually feel like I'm living now, because I'm gonna tell you one thing about me, though, because, you know, I've been in school, you know, for the past years and shit, you know. The child, I feel like all I have been doing is working and, like, you know, doing for others. So now, like, I feel like I'm actually, like, doing shit for me. I'm enjoying life and doing shit. Bro, I feel like I'm living now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've been caged up too long, like.
Yeah.
So it's a good feeling, though, when you start doing shit and shit like that. You feel me? Because, like I said, I'm adventurous, man. And once I start, I ain't gonna stop, bro.
Right.
Who, me?
Making babies? That's what you're talking about?
Shit.
I'm like, wait a minute. What? This conversation just reverted.
I ain't gonna lie. I do want more, but, like, you know, I gotta postpone that. Gotta wait till I type up this house. When I get a house, all that, I'm good. Right now, I ain't the only one. She better enjoy that shit. Cause her boy. I tell you, but when Jerry
come,
I'm
gonna
pop it.
We'll see. That's what I'm saying, like. And I be wanting to go, and I'm the type. I'm gonna say this too. I'm the type where it's just like, I'm gonna say something. If I say I want to do it, oh, I'm gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna hold. I'm gonna stand 10 toes down on my word. I'm gonna do this shit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you say some shit, bitch. You better be on that type of shit too. Yeah. Okay.
Cause my ears are broke, baby. I believe actions, not words.
Yeah, actions speak louder. I always say that actions speak louder than words. I swear it, dude.
And, like, again, like, when I want to do shit, I don't want to just. I be wanting to go out of the country. I be wanting to just travel. Like, I want to go everywhere. I want to do everything.
And that's me too.
I want you to hop on board. Like, if I hit you up and be like, look, let's.
Y'all gonna say we're in Puerto Rico while y'all flag.
For real, like, I want to go here, like, let's do it, what's up? Bitch, be on the same type of time, let's get this shit popping.
Mm-hmm. My thing was, for me, though, why I ain't never do a lot of shit was just really timing, for real. Because I really was in grind mode, bro, for, like, a
minute. Oh, absolutely. You got to be ready for it.
Yeah, for sure. I was in grind mode. When I tell you, like, school and job, all that, like, bitch, I was in grind mode, like, for real, bro. But I'm happy I did a lot of that shit, because now it's all out the way. All I gotta do now, work, make money, and do what the fuck
I feel like now I done slowed down, because before, like, probably like two or three years ago, I was on go, like, traveling like crazy. Like, every other few months, my ass was somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to get back to that lifestyle. Like,
let me ask you this: do you enjoy traveling, like, with friends or like with your dude? Which one? Like,
either or. You know, well, at that time, I wanted to travel with my dude, but we were two different people. Like I said, mm-hmm. I was adventurous, and he was more just so. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I still wanted to do it, so
yeah, okay.
It's either or for me. Like, I would, if I had a dude now at this time, absolutely, yeah, yes.
I feel like, honestly, if you with somebody, bro, if y'all can't enjoy life together, bro, what are y'all doing? Like,
exactly,
bro, you pause.
I want to explore everything right
now, like, you know what I'm saying, like. That's how y'all should be, like, for real. Like, be on the same type of time. Like, geez, shit, bro.
Yeah, for sure want to explore everything with my partner.
I do want to do a big trip, though. I want to get, like, everybody involved. Like all the, like, the boys, like, I know I fuck with. Like, the girls I know I fuck with. Tell you, bro, a big trip like that would be great. I'm talking about, I'll see for a week, maybe, like, let's just rent some shit out for a good week, you know what I'm saying? And let's just ball out here, like, you know, find shit to do, hang out, like, you know what I'm saying? Then the weekend come, hit clubs. Like, just do that shit for a good week. Yeah,
I'm like, trying to tell you, I definitely want a good-ass trip, yeah. Like that, with lit-ass people. Like, yeah. Everybody has to, like, vibe the same, though.
Yes, like, we all get, I know y'all, we gonna drink. Drink, fuck that. Get some drink, get some games.
I ain't
gonna
drink. You
gonna drink with his friend? We're gonna do all that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really think that's one of my things I wanna do. I've been talking about it with Gray. I've been talking about that with him. Trying to get some shit going. With him, man. Sure. Like, yeah, all them boys, they ready. But, you know, but the girls, though. Because I wanted to match up, too, though. Because, like I said, I want the vibes to be good. I want everybody to be, you know, match up.
Yeah,
too.
That's why, like, when you do stuff like that, you have to invite people that you know it's going to be like, all right, I'm going to invite them because I know their, you know, they personality is, like, lit.
And the people I know, too, I know they cool and funny. Like, ain't nobody going to be lame. Everybody gonna wanna, like, do some shit or whatever. So
yeah, that's me too. I definitely take a tentative on that and make sure, like, I'm inviting the right people.
And I already know Zoda, baby, got food. We good. She gonna cook.
Fact.
Don't think about it. I'm not
bitch. Don't have me on vacation and working.
Oh, shit. Zoe finna come in there and cook for us. Would've been broke. Zoe finna come in there and cook. Hell. But y'all know, man. So. Any other open topics? Anything y'all wanna throw out there? Man, woman.
It's all love.
I love that song.
Oh, let me ask y'all. Y'all believe in marriage still?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to be somebody's wife and the mother of their children. I ain't accepting nothing less.
Real.
Period. There was a time, though, I was just like, I ain't getting married. Fuck that shit.
I don't know why. Most women, they don't believe it, but, like, it's me. Bitch, I want to be a husband. Fuck all that.
Yes, I want, like, that family thing. Like,
Bro, I don't think I've been realized, like, I'm really a family man. Like, geez, shit, bro. Like, I want to have... I really want to have, like, my family, bro. Do what the fuck we do. Like, I'm a family man. Like, geez, shit, bro. Like, I ain't got time for all the different motherfuckers and all that. I already been through that phase. You feel me? Like, I'm not even fine, man.
Yeah, for sure. At some point in life, I definitely want to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Children, the whole nine.
All that, house. All that, bro. G shit, bro. I swear.
I was just, like, looking at shit like that, too, thinking to myself, like, people, you know, they having these kids, da 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 da. I just feel like I want us all to have the same last name. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is another good topic too, because
it's about social media. Because
no, it's not about social media. Okay. It's the people that feel like, because I used to think this way too. Don't marry me because I'm pregnant, because I was closed-minded about it, but I'm a little bit more open now that I actually sat and thought this to myself. I was closed-minded because I felt like, oh, don't propose to me because I'm pregnant, because was that even your thoughts before I got pregnant? Da-da-da-da. But yeah. I had to come to realization with, shut the fuck up, bitch. He proposing because he wants y'all to be a family. Like, yeah. Y'all have to have the same last name. So, you know, I had to be a little bit more open to it. So, it's just like, the only thing I can't say about that is, do not fucking propose to me at the baby shower. Do not do that shit.
Or on my birthday.
I do not like double holidays.
For real, do not do that.
Yes, I'm not a double holiday girl.
I would give a damn if you wake me up first thing in the morning with my breath stank.
I do not want to share my engagement date with another big event or a holiday or whatever. But also to add, do not propose to me at the baby shower.
I feel like I had a nice idea, y'all, for a propose. I had this one idea, y'all.
You can't tell it. What if she's listening? And I'm so jealous. Can we talk to 12 a.m., y'all, so I can drink?
Oh, man. But look, I had this idea. All right, I ain't
going to
say it.
Is I'm looking like, bitch. It's you crazy? Crazy, that? Crazy as a motherfucker?
I'm going to be so up. I can't say what I want to say. Crazy
as a motherfucker. Say that shit.
I could be somewhere doing a monkey on the stick, and you talking about something talking to 12 o'clock. Is you crazy?
Bitch, I ain't got... What was that?
This bomb.
I ain't got about that much shit to say to 12 o'clock anyways.
How y'all feel about social media? Y'all feel like that shit ruin a lot of things for people?
Social media don't validate anything for
it
me.
It don't validate nothing. It's only going to ruin something. Yeah, it's already ruined.
Me personally, I had to, when I was in a relationship, I had to remove my partner from all my social media accounts just so our shit can survive. Because literally our arguments was about social media. And I was like, bro, we literally don't have no serious ass issues. Like, you coming to me about Facebook, Twitter, Snap, like, you coming to me about social media.
Well, and that's like, people like what, in your DMs or shit?
It'll be things that I share or things that people say to me or, you know, just little petty shit. And it was just like, bro, I'm not finna argue about social media. So I was like, if we finna do this, I'm gonna have to remove you. And once I removed them, we agreed to not be friends on social media and our shit was fine. We actually started having real ass arguments. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
I'll be honest, man. I ain't gonna lie. Me, when it comes to social media, I feel like this. I'll be real.
You should respect the person. You should know what to do and what not to do if you're with someone.
No, but me, I really don't care about like what they be posting or really saying. My thing is this. I feel like if you know you on that bitch, like engaging with somebody that you know, like let's say you like used to
that's fuck a respect
with, like all that shit, like that's why I feel like I step in. But other than that, bro, I don't give a fuck if you say you got a 1,000 babies. Like, I know you don't, but you probably laying next to me saying some dumb junk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's what me personally, I draw on. I'm like, all right, bro, you tripping. Like, I don't care.
But that's why I say it comes to the respect thing.
Yeah, like, it's the respect, right?
They know what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Because me, if I know I don't want somebody to see something, or if I know I shouldn't be posting this and gonna post it, I'll be like, nah, let me not do that because the bitch gonna get mad. You know what I'm saying? I won't do that. But
nah, I'm not even really trip about the posting shit either. Like, yeah, you supposed to feel good about yourself. Okay, whatever. Like, but you
not know that. I'm just saying, like in general, with anything, sharing, posting, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know.
Uncle Clifford. Like, but yeah, personally, social media don't validate anything for me. Yeah, so no, it's me just either. Like,
I feel like social media, it get into people's minds. Who are weak-minded, who like easily influenced,
exactly.
Who don't really have a direction, you know, with life. Like, so you looking at all this shit and you trying to figure out your identity or the things you like through social media.
It's just like, if I know how we rocking, like, why the fuck I'm finna come to you about some shit on social media?
Yeah.
That's how I be feeling.
It's me personally, if I'm all in, I'm secure in my spot. I'm secure on who I am, secure on, you know, what we got going on. So it's just like.
Now you hit that shit on the head. One thing about me, because a dude want to feel secure in their relationship too. But if I don't feel secure in this motherfucker, like, but don't be questioning me how I move. But exactly. Might want to take a look at what you're doing. Like, stop playing. You know what
exactly.
Mean?
If you feel this type of way, you, I mean, that's something and that you got to work exactly. on within yourself. It's not me.
That's what it be. It be personal issues within themselves. Now, it don't be you issues. It be them issues. Mm-hmm. That be shit. That be their own problems. They be fighting and battling
and
within themselves.
And they try
themselves.
To bring it to you.
And those insecurities be projected onto you. No, bitch. This ain't my problem.
It's something that you need to deal
you
with.
You need to sit in the mirror and face yourself.
And when you tell them that, they don't want to hear that shit. And that's another. And it goes back to it, what we said again. You got to deal with. That's some shit you got to deal with within yourself. You don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, you know what, y'all? I'm going to be real. Tell me if I was wrong with this, y'all. I had a situation before, right? I want to hear what y'all say about this, right? Because I always personally believe in order to fix a situation or anything, it start with you first. You can't depend, let's say, on somebody else to really, like, pick you up, love you. Of course, they can help, but you can't really necessarily depend on all that to be taken care of if you don't want to do it first. You feel me? You have to want to do that from within. You know what I'm saying? And as you figure that out, that person helps you, you know, as you like, continue to grow, right? Mm-hmm. So, I guess my thing is, would you feel bad if a person was to tell you that you need to figure that out? Once you figure that out, I can help you out more.
Mm-hmm. It's a maturity thing. If they're ready for that, they'll understand and they'll be like, okay, well, I guess he's right. What step can I take first to change?
Exactly.
But somebody who's immature, they're going to be like, he told me I need to fix this. I don't need to fix this. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the person you're dealing with. Me personally, if somebody point some shit out to me that I'm doing and that they don't like and they feel like I need to fix it in order for us to work, I'm gonna be like, all right, maybe he is right, maybe I do this and that, so you know, what can I do to change it?
My thing is this, I feel like me, if I'm with somebody, if you can honestly tell me everything that I do wrong and I fix it, I should be able to tell you too. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, you know what I'm saying, just brush it off or just, you know, just go about shit your own way. Like, fix that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But, okay, I just wanted to know because, like, I did have a situation like that before where, like I knew I could help a person. Like, I could have. Bro. You lucky this thing.
Pregnant.
You lucky this thing. Boy. I tell you. Okay, wait, look at her.
I feel that.
Don't worry, 2 minutes.
I feel that. I can't. Look, I ain't.
Stop showing it yet, because she's going to fuck around and call the wrong person. Stop doing that.
Who, me? I ain't calling him. My mind very strong. I got. I have control over myself when it comes to that. I mean, sometimes I don't, but, you know, but when I'm serious, no. When I'm serious, when I be like, I ain't trying to go back down that road again, I ain't gonna call.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I'll talk all day, be like, damn, I want to call this nigga.
No,
but I ain't gonna do it.
Ain't no budget, bitch.
Now, if he call me, I don't know.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? Well, like, a bitch be like, I'm done with you. Fuck you. All right, done. Okay, cool. You get in the big face. You done with me?
See, I done been doing that shit, but that's that toxic shit.
Word, you don't need to say nah. Look,
I can talk all that shit on the phone, but the moment I see your face, it's like, goddamn. Why was I mad?
Yeah, I'm fucked up, man. You don't know what to say nah. Flag. But yeah, though. That shit crazy. But yeah, though. I don't know, y'all. Life.
Yeah.
Where y'all see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
5 or 10 years? I see myself
fully self-employed, ain't clocking in on nobody clock.
Period.
That's
good. I'm gonna claim the man.
Can
you
open the back door? Naja.
Oh no.
Go ahead, Zoe. You continue.
I'm gonna claim the man and the baby. But speaking.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna claim the man and
the baby. Oh, for in 5 or 10 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Not 10 years.
Oh, five years? Yeah. Because I'm having a baby before I'm 30.
I want one next year.
Me too. Yeah. I want one right now.
Let's get these niggas pregnant. That's right.
She went through the front door or the back door. Stop listening, y'all, about how many doors I got. I told her to come to the back. But yeah, for sure. I definitely gotta be pregnant before I'm 30. She ain't even there. She tapping. She said, okay, I'm out back.
What you have said? You said what? Pulling.
She's claiming a husband and a baby.
A baby? I ain't gonna lie. I used to always wish to have a baby, but she didn't have one.
I am gonna have one. I already got my baby daddy picked up.
Oh my god, this girl is crazy.
I ain't gonna cap, y'all. I always wonder who the fuck I was gonna have a kid from, and
I be wondering who gonna get me too. I be like, dang, I've been going strong now. I've been careful as fuck. I got my baby daddy picked out. I'm gonna get him pregnant.
I thought I had mine picked out. I swear I thought I did, but I was like, y'all, you didn't be pregnant.
I've been being careful as fuck. I can't. The day a nigga get me, I'm gonna be looking like, damn, I salute you because a bitch finally got my ass.
And I ain't gonna cap, bitch. Like, when I thought it would be my shit, I ain't gonna cap. But I knew I did a couple of times, but I ain't gonna tell a bitch.
Definitely in 5 years, I see myself self-employed as well. Like, not working for these people, working for myself.
If I'm working for somebody else in 5 years, it's because I want to. True.
Exactly.
It's because that's gonna be my extra income.
Yes, yeah. For sure. I'm definitely gonna be self-employed. Definitely, I for sure want to have a storefront of my gallery of my studio.
Mm. Right.
Children, husband. You know, I want the family thing still.
True. That's a stop. That's cute.
Yeah, I mean, I want stability. I want to be financially stable. I want to be stable within my relationship and my family.
Stable within yourself.
Within myself, absolutely. One thing I don't ever want to lose is that self-love.
True.
So, I feel like in 5 years, that's pretty much.
In the cap for me, it's I better have my house, as I always said I'm going to get. I'm trying to get, if I get this car, it's over with. But that, I want to make sure I have my family that I want to have. I want to have a little wife. I see myself getting married next 5 to 10 years, y'all. Like, for real. I see it.
Like, I want it to be to a point to where, like, we're straight. Like, we don't have to worry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yep. And then I got my state job still. I don't see me leaving there no time soon because I got really good benefits. You know, we getting raised. We getting all type of shit over there. So, it's like. You know, it's gonna be straight. You feel me? Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I'm gonna need that job at all. Oh, for real.
Yeah, I don't even want to be working for anybody within the next year. So it's just like, if I can make that happen ASAP, I pray that I can continue on with that to be something steady for me to be doing that 5 years from now.
Yeah. If I can pick me something, that'd be great too.
But.
I don't care, look, Dirt.
I like that song.
Me too.
Yeah, but he stole that song from, right? Mm-hmm. Chat, Lil Dread. We ain't gonna speak on that.
Well, I mean, that's what these artists do. They steal other people's songs anyways and put their own twist to it. Majority of these songs that we hear now are all songs from back in the day.
Yeah.
That they just put their twist to it.
Listen, Darren, every hit song Ball Greasy ever had came from an old school song.
That's with every song though. Every artist. If you listen to a song now, then all of a sudden you hear a old school track, you be like, hold on, I thought this was gonna be some of the new shit. They pick
just,
that.
Yeah, they just keep remaking it with up tempo.
Right. They just putting this shit up that's just up to speed. Like our new era, you know.
Yep. And making a hit out of that motherfucker. That's all they doing. The only stuff that's really, really new like that is just, you know, these weird rappers. bullshit they be making. But
yeah, that shit ain't real.
Yeah, that be some crazy jump. Yeah, that shit is. But yeah. But yeah, though, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've talked about a lot of shit tonight.
That concludes tonight's Splat and Chat.
First of all, I ain't even done talking and you trying to close out the damn episode.
Damn, she trying to close you out.
That concludes. It ain't concludes yet. It ain't
my little daddy, do your thing.
Girl, anyway, we definitely hit on a lot of topics tonight. Some real ass shit has been said, and if you ain't agree, you just ain't a real ass nigga. You ain't a real ass nigga, and there's a lot of shit you gotta work on with yourself because you ain't ready for this type of talk. Now I'm just playing. Let me stop. This is a no. We don't judge on my podcast at all. So a lot of shit that we said. I really hope a lot of y'all took heed into it because we spoke on some facts, and if y'all are going through a situation that we spoke on, I hope this episode was able to
help
y'all out. To
add my little two cents in.
Yeah, so y'all know how to better deal with the situation when
I'm
it comes.
I'm gonna say this, add my little two cents in, like I said earlier.
Niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
That's nobody said that.
No, protect your mind, body, and peace, and your soul, all that. Protect it.
Just playing, y'all.
Don't be out here giving yourself up for people that ain't worth it. If you want happiness, it start with yourself first. Fuck what somebody telling you, what other people doing. Worry about you, and you're going to attract everything that you want in life. It's just that simple.
Parades. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I hope you guys listen. I hope you guys love tonight's episode. It was very open. It was very broad, straightforward. So yeah, and that's that. I guess I'll catch you guys on the next episode of Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnise. Thank you guys for being my special guest tonight. Hope we all can do it again sometime. And that's that. Bye.
Bye.
Yo.
All right, bye for real.